Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, John Identified the Messiah. In understanding why Christ was baptized, we must first understand that the essential idea of baptism is consistently identification. Second, let us consider what Jesus actually said. Matthew 3:15. But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. John did not think it was fitting, but Jesus pointed out that it was, saying it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. That was good enough for John the Baptist. But what exactly did Jesus mean? Righteousness refers to that which is right before God. To fulfill all righteousness means to do all that is right. As pointed out before, Jesus himself did not need repentance, which is what John's baptism signified. So what righteousness needed to be fulfilled? Great question, and one that has been struggled with for years. There's all kinds of views. Keep in mind that the main idea in baptism is identification. John the Baptist is so called because of the prominence of baptism in his ministry. We could call him John the Identifier, because that is the essential meaning of baptism. But what was his identifying ministry? It really had a two-pronged emphasis. John was identifying repenters in baptism in preparation for the coming Messiah. But there was another major aspect of identification associated with his God-ordained ministry, and that was the identification of the Messiah. In order to fulfill all righteousness, he also needed to identify Christ as the Messiah. It was not enough just to prepare the way. John also needed to introduce him, make him known, and identify him as the one he had prepared the way for. John the Baptist's ministry, two aspects of identification. Repenters identified with the message of repentance. Messiah identified with the message of the coming superior one. John 1:6-8 reads this. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a, ready for this? He came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. You see, John didn't come to merely call people to repentance, but to point them to the light of Christ, so they might believe. John came not only to prepare the people through repentance, but also to introduce them to Jesus. John's ministry had a twofold identification emphasis, identifying repenters and identifying the Messiah. Thus, his baptism served a twofold identification purpose. The baptism of Jesus was totally unique, unlike any other. The significance of it was different. We read in John 1:33 and 34, "I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." John was told by God that in his baptizing ministry, the experience with the coming Great One would be totally unique. He would see the Spirit descending on him. John saw this and therefore said, "I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." This was the fulfillment of the righteous purpose that God had for his baptism, for this baptism. It was to identify Jesus as the divine human Messiah through John's ministry. This role of identifying Israel's Messiah was such a great thing that Jesus said of John, "A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet." Matthew 11:9. He then said, "Among those born of women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist." Matthew 11:11. In terms of prophetic role, no one ever had a higher or more privileged position than John the Baptist. John 5:33-35. "You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light." One day, the religious leaders challenged Jesus asking him by what authority he did the things that he was doing. Jesus responded by saying he would ask them one question, which if they told him, then he would answer their question as well. His question was this, the baptism of John, where was it from heaven or from men? Matthew 21:25. These evil men reasoned, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him? Matthew 21:25. You see, John's baptism was from heaven, and it ultimately communicated a message about the Messiah with divine authority that should have been believed. As John testified, when he baptized Christ, he saw the Spirit descending and remaining on him, and he testified, this is the Son of God. John 1:33-34. This is the ultimate meaning found in John's baptizing Jesus. It was all about identifying who Jesus was as further confirmed by the Father. Note the language carefully. When Jesus says to John, it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. This is something they were to do together. In John 1:26-27, John the Baptist said, quote, there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who is coming after me, who is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. Jesus, in undergoing John's baptism, was identifying with that aspect of John's message. Jesus, as the coming Messiah, insisted on identifying with John's message because it was right. It fulfilled all righteousness. It completed John's message. He is coming. Prepare. He is here among you. This is he. John's message prepared the people by calling them to repentance. But John's ministry also included introducing the Messiah. The message of John and the person of Christ went together. Jesus was the fulfillment of John's message. Thus, they're linked, which was the message of John baptizing Christ. As Christ said, thus it is fitting for us, doing this together, to fulfill all righteousness. Well, seeing it this way, John could not disagree. And the text says, then he allowed him. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.